Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, I'm Steph Johnson. Welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. In this one, I'm going to talk about the tricky subject of death. I kind of hovered on whether I would talk about this or not, but I decided in the end I would for several reasons. One is, at the time of doing this podcast, the lovely Olivia Newton-John has passed away in Australia. She is an icon, and she talked a lot and worked a lot with cancer, and so therefore, no doubt, dying at the age of 73 has had this kind of hovering over her head for a while. Anyone out there who's had cancer or who has been in connection with a loved one who has cancer knows that it does kind of put a bit of a spectre of death over your head. It makes you think about things in a different way. The other reason why I want to talk about this tricky subject, and feel free to skip this podcast if you're uncomfortable, is because I do get clients who ask me not only about loved ones, like is my mother going to pass away or is my father or whoever going to pass away, but also about themselves. Now, some, I think, or most of the ones who ask me are doing it more from a practical point of view. So they've come to terms with the fact that one day we're all going to pass away into the next world, and they are wondering how to make the most of their lives. This is such a cultural thing, and that's why I thought I would talk about it, because in the Western world, the subject of death is somewhat uncomfortable. It's not just the Western world, it's the modern Western world, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But when you go into other forms of, or other cultures, and therefore other forms of astrology, it's not such a taboo subject or a taboo thing to do. I was taught, and it's been reinforced at many conferences that I've gone to in the Western world, that it is not our role as an astrologer to predict death. And that's true. I normally will not predict anyone's death. Can we do it? Well, I was taught when I did traditional astrology how to measure the length of life and how to predict death. What I did discover in my studies, though, was that what was feasible in ancient days really only determined crisis points in modern times, because what happens is modern medical methods step in and save lives. So it's quite an esoteric subject, and I'm speaking slowly because I'm thinking carefully before I articulate what I want to say. But back in the day, Hellenistic astrologers or ancient astrologers, they would forecast death, because mostly the astrology was for an isolated few who could afford an astrologer, so the people in power. So a king, for instance, would want to know, will this child live? Will this child live a long life? Is this the correct successor to the throne? And the same with Roman emperors. They were very interested in how to foster political stability, and therefore, how long would they live? How long would their descendants live? So astrologers did formulate different methods for calculating the length of life and death. Now, if you are wanting to do more research on this, if you're listening to this because you're an astrologer and you haven't come across this traditional astrology before, then it's called the Alcocadon, which is the length of life, and the High Leg, which is the giver of life. So this calculation actually involves computing several key points in a birth chart, and different ancient authors did have different methods. So in Western astrology, it's really considered pretty taboo in modern times to predict death. This is a cultural thing. In ancient times, it wasn't so unusual. In most Asian astrological traditions, death is a less taboo subject, and so more astrologers integrate this into their natal chart interpretations. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Tibetan astrology in a little while. So the question is, can you do it? Yes, I could. But then we come into the ethical debates, and this is where my teachers and, as I said, conferences since then have talked about how mostly we won't do it unless there are highly restricted circumstances. But actually, I won't predict or even look at the death of a person. I've learnt from my own life, and I have been exposed to many people, many loved ones who've passed away. I have things in my chart that talk about that, and I myself have recovered, I guess, from a death type experience. So I feel it's quite a profound thing, and it is something that we can talk about, but not everybody's comfortable with it. And I do think that it's about living every day, not as though it's your last, but making the most of every day. And perhaps you've also come into contact with that kind of thinking as well. So we don't want to frighten vulnerable people. A death prediction may or may not be accurate. As I've often said to my clients about other matters, the astrology is always right, but I'm not. It's such a complex science, and it takes, you know, it's taken me a lifetime, possibly several lifetimes, to actually learn astrology. So our codes of conduct, so the ethical debates and the codes of conduct actually warn against us. Not only not predicting death, but not predicting things that are beyond our level of expertise. I have come across an astrologer called, well, I never know how to pronounce his name, but Richard Houck or Houck, H-O-U-C-K, and he's written a book. And he really tried to reduce, I guess, the taboos, if you like, surrounding death. He tried to treat it in a humorous manner, and he worked with astrology to show examples of people who passed away. But unfortunately, his own death, he wasn't very accurate about. So the jury's out, if you like, on that one. But let's talk a little bit about some of the Asian forms of astrology and death. In particular, I want to talk about Tibetan Buddhism, because in Tibetan Buddhism, the use of death horoscopes is an old practice which still apparently has application today. So they have several types of horoscopes or birth charts or charts which are used in this religion, including a birth horoscope, a life forecast, an annual horoscope, a marriage horoscope, and a death horoscope. So when they cast the death horoscope, they place great importance on the body, especially within the first 3 days following the death. So death is seen differently in this particular culture, and there are several purposes for a death horoscope. Because they have this religious ritual, if you like, of how to lay out the body and what to do, because they believe that in the soul passing away from the body. Now, I had a client recently whose mother had passed away, and he wasn't particularly spiritual. But he discovered, or what his experience was as his mother passed away, he actually was almost forced backwards by the rush of, if you like, a beam of light kind of coming out of his mother's body. So we're going to get quite esoteric here. And as I said, I even feel a bit uncomfortable doing this podcast, because talking about death is not a natural thing in our society. But as I said, just recently, Judith Durham from The Seekers and Olivia Newton-John, they've both passed away. And I think we're all affected when we experience this type of cultural phenomenon in the news, and these people who we don't really know personally, but who have affected our lives in quite personal ways. So the Tibetans do cast a death horoscope, and there are purposes to this. And you can do some further research on this if you want to, but I just wanted to make the point that not every culture views death in the same way that Western society does, and that how you handle death is actually different from culture to culture. And so therefore, whether or not you should do a death chart or predict death is seen differently in every culture. And cultures change. When I was young, we didn't talk about anyone being gay or homosexual. It was a taboo subject. There were many taboo subjects. We didn't talk about what happened to women after menopause. And we didn't talk about death. I remember when I was young, an old auntie of mine passing away, and children weren't allowed to the funeral. I think we've become better at these things, But I think death is probably one of the last taboo subjects, and yet we all go through it. One of the reasons the Tibetan astrologers or the Tibetan Buddhists calculate a death horoscope is to help with the karma of the next life. And I think this is beautiful. One of the beliefs I have is that when we pass away, our spirit does go on, that we do go somewhere, and perhaps in our deep memories, we can remember where we came from. Whether we go round and round again in life, I'm not sure, but I certainly think that this earth is something that we pass through, a sphere that we pass through. And so I think it is, whether we have several lifetimes or not, it's important to live this life to the best of our ability. But in summary about the astrology of death, can we predict? Yes, we can. Are we accurate? Not necessarily so. With my own father, when he passed away, I had predicted his death as a possibility many times before he passed away. But what happened was, death comes in different forms. So perhaps he had died to me, but he wasn't actually dying from the point of view of leaving this planet. And I think any of you who have gone through a parent or a loved one going through dementia, you know that that person as you know them is gradually dying to you. So again, it's like I said earlier, we can predict certain phenomenon, but even if we tried to predict death, it's like love. There are many forms of love, and I think there are many forms of death. If you pull the death card in a tarot deck, it doesn't mean that you're going to die tomorrow, but it does mean that the way that you've been doing something is coming to an end. So let's not be scared of death. Let's talk about it and share it and support each other. And if you come to me as an astrologer, I am unlikely to predict either your own death or the death of somebody else. I might say something to you like, a chapter is coming to a close and you might want to talk or say the things that you haven't been able to say to that person. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be passing away from the earth. It just means that there is an opportunity for one chapter of your life to come to a close with that person and for you to start a new one. Anyway, I hope that this has encouraged you to kind of think about a topic that can be a bit scary, that can be a little bit different, and to embrace the concept of love and death, that we're going on to a more loving place, which is what I believe. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.